Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Chill Sisters podcast. It's a brand new week. Hope the Ramadan is going on well with you if you're fasting like we are right here. So this week is a good one. I always say it's a good one, pardon me, but this one is a special one. We talked celebrity. Rashida went to the street again. She met yet another celebrity. Tune in to find out. We talked about fasting a bit in the Islamic aspect of Eid. We went all religious. It was 100% halal this week. You don't want to miss. She went to the street again. A trigger topic. You want to tune in to listen to that. It was a long, lovely one. As a lady, we don't want to miss this episode. Let me give you a snippet. Do you know all these topics where they talk about who we sit in front if your mother-in-law comes or whatever? So it goes something like that. Anyway, don't want to give spoilers. I'm not Rashida. Tune in to find out. Enjoy.
Hey. Welcome to the Bodies Boys and Girls.
Assalamualaikum.
Assalamualaikum. Waalaikumsalam.
No, please. Rashida, continue the way you started. Man, I'm so copycat.
You said assalamualaikum. What's the next thing I will say? Waalaikumsalam. Is that I'll answer waalaikumsalam now?
I'm saying assalamualaikum to her.
Ustaz, yeah. In your mind. Welcome, guys. Welcome to the Chill Sisters podcast. My name is Rashida.
And I'm your sis Ladu, as always. I'll be recording live from Abuja, Nigeria. Where else?
The motherland.
Before some people start to fume from their mouth because of jealousy. Maybe here. They don't want me to go and record.
Hey.
They know themselves.
You sis, I come in peace. Rashida. I don't want any banter this week. See me. I'm coming in my chilled self. No banter, no arguments this week.
And I agree with you 100%, Rashida. Let's keep it halal, like you said last week.
I know it's not going to last long, but let's see. You guys will see. I won't have to say much. Hi, Yosis. How are you doing? How was your week?
My week has been lovely. You know, Ramadan thing. We are Ramadanin. In quotes. And I have good news to report. This week, the sun was better.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the sun was better.
Love it.
Yeah, it's hot, but better than last week. It's been hazy, dusty. So as long as the sun is not giving us, I'm okay with it. So that part was taken care of. Then number two, the light has been somewhat stable.
Okay.
All this compared to last week, Sha.
Okay, compared to...
All this is compared to last week. Let's know the context.
Yeah.
You understand? So this week, alhamdulillah. What else?
Did you do anything?
I've been productive, actually. Trying to put one or two things in place. It's been successful, alhamdulillah. So I'm excited, actually, this week.
That's amazing.
It's been a good week. What about you, Rashida?
I'm great. I'm fine. Not my moody self. The brain space is mentally, I'm fine. Mentally, I'm good. The weather here is, maybe it's the weather. It's beginning to get nice. We have seen a bit of sun here and there. So maybe that's helping too. So far, so good. Amazing. Ramadan is going fine. I think it comes with the blessing too of this blessed month. So everywhere's just chill, calm, and amazing.
It's up to 14 days.
It's up to 14 days. We are almost halfway through. Oh my God.
Wow.
My God.
This Ramadan, you know.
It's really fast. It's going pa 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 pa. Very, very
Like,
fast.
I remember exactly the day we started the show, like vividly. We were 14 already. What
14,
the
yeah, I
I
know.
hope, pray all of our listeners, those that are fasting or not, benefit from the blessings that come from it. Those that are
Listen.
praying, I hope your prayers have been answered. The prayers that are,
Meant for
how do I
you.
put it,
The prayers that are so
beneficial to you?
beneficial to you. That's the word.
Yeah, beneficial. Because some kind prayers now, Rashida, we'll be praying. Don't know that prayer is detrimental to us
Yeah.
as we are human beings now.
I
You
know.
see, you can't,
I
we
know.
can't see the future. We don't know. God will
Yeah.
be saying, you keep persisting. As my Nigerian people say, you persist. You keep persisting. Duh. He's putting one danger now.
I
So anyway,
know.
all our prayers are beneficial to us.
Yeah.
I hope our prayers are answered. Those that we don't know, may Allah give it to us even without asking. That's why you there's this general prayer. Allah, the albarkan da yake watan kaba musu. You see, we don't even know the albarka we pray for it.
Yeah, I know.
So that's it for me, Sha.
Yeah, your sister has given us the prayer of this week, so we are covered for that.
Did I?
We are covered for the prayer of this
Did I give
week.
up the prayer? Did I? Oh, you're
You
trying to
just
run away from the prayer of the
no,
week.
I'm not
It's like
running away
somebody
from.
does, you don't have it.
How can you not have a prayer? We always have something
As
to
in when
add.
we are in the month of prayer,
I
so it will
know
shock me now.
we always have a prayer. There's something always going on. If you're not praying for yourself, you're praying for someone else. Like, yes, there's always a prayer to be said. So, you sis, you know that last time I told you that I met a celebrity and you were not impressed.
Are we back to that thing
We
again,
are back to it
Rashida?
though. You're not
Please.
impressed. I did hard work. I told
Not
you.
in the least. Not in the least. I wasn't.
It bothered me a lot. I won't lie to you.
Why now?
I was bothered because I came all excited to tell you that, oh, I met a celebrity, and the way you did me dirty.
Okay, that aside, you see your celebrity is trending on Twitter. You see why he's trending, cool? Do you see the rubbish that he did? And I blame
I heard that
you.
he has been
Like,
arrested too.
yeah, oh, I didn't even go further. I just saw
Yeah.
him trending. I was like, look at the person Rashida was saying he's a celebrity.
He's a celebrity for
I
him to
don't
be
want to know what
trend.
he did. Everything I know about that guy, I
Yeah.
know against my will. It's not
Oh.
like I went looking.
Yeah, you
Do you
just.
understand?
Yeah, that's why
So
he's a
please.
celebrity because look, he's trending.
Okay, if we want to use that to know who is a celebrity, like if you want to use trending as the key indicator to know who is a celebrity, then this guy, what's he called? Rega. Oh, that guy that is always writing rubbish. You see him on
Oh,
blogs.
he's
So
not
Rega is a
for him
celebrity.
to make sense at times, Fa.
No,
He used to make sense.
wait, no, I'm not asking you whether or not they make sense. Is Rega a celebrity?
He is in his own right now. People know him. I think celebrity
You're
is.
bringing big English now
I
in
think
its own
when
right.
you
Now
say
you know that
somebody,
one, don't
I think when you say
you?
celebrity is somebody that people know,
Okay.
either better big or small. Like when you call somebody's name, if you didn't know, if I had said I have met somebody and you say, oh, I've never come across his name, I don't know him, then I'll say, okay, you don't know him. But if I mention somebody's name and you know him, that
He's
means
a celebrity.
in his own right he is, because people know him.
This
Like
is
now,
him behaving, adding in his own right.
if I go and stand on the road now, I say, hey, everybody, do you know who Rashida Jafaru is? Nobody will know me. Nobody knows me.
Let's put this to rest. This argument today will end it.
Yes, end
We are
it.
in Ramadan, and our listeners are witness. I
Okay.
just Googled the definition of celebrity
All
once
right.
and for all. I'm reading straight from
Okay.
Google now. This is Oxford Dictionary, anyway.
All right.
It says a celebrity definition: celebrity is a noun, a famous person,
Okay.
especially in entertainment or sport.
Okay.
That's one. Cool.
Yeah.
Then it goes further. It says the state of being well known, his prestige and celebrity grew. That's the example. Then somebody asks, what makes a person a celebrity? A celebrity is a person who is well known, gets lots of public attention or attention from other people. That's where you come from then. A person whom the public knows, such as a person in government, might well be known, but not a celebrity unless something else makes them interesting to other people.
With what you've read now, who is in the right?
I think you have a point.
Aha. Let's don't, no, don't,
But
don't go forward. Just stop it there. Let's leave it
that's the problem with you
there.
see. Me, I accept the truth, but you can't take it. I want to go,
No,
I want to
don't go
explain.
for no, no, I
Still going on
understand.
this
Just go
explanation, it
forward.
says a famous
Oh,
person,
God.
especially in entertainment or sport.
Uses,
Tell me,
uses,
if you're very
uses,
dark man, wait,
uses,
last
uses,
week I
uses,
asked you, what is his craft? You said, he has
uses,
1.2 million
uses.
followers now. I asked you, what does he do? You said, he crystallized brands now. Those
He
were exact
criticized
words.
bleaching brands.
So it says a famous person in entertainment or sport.
Uses with this definition, it doesn't have one definition, it has like branches.
It varies, but the undertone is the person does something.
That
That's
is
what the
valuable.
one I'm leaning
Me
towards.
too. You've leaned towards one
Anyway,
branch. I've leaned towards one branch. Let me just tell
so
you what happens.
don't tell me about celebrities that are not celebrities to me, Rashida. I beg you in the name of God. I'll just listen to you. Keep short and listen to you.
Like I said, I was bothered. It didn't bother me that last time. It bothered me a lot when I told you I met a celebrity and you just did me. I went searching, I went digging, and I met another celebrity. I met another celebrity on the streets of London. This time around, we met, we spoke 101. It was a nice conversation. I'll give you three guesses.
No,
I'm
we
serious.
it's wait,
I'm
it's already
serious this time
established
around.
now. Your own
This time around.
celebrities are different from mine. So I'm not guessing anything. So just
Don't
go
be.
straight to the
No,
story
I'm
and
not
tell
going
us
to go
what
straight to
happened.
the point. You have to guess. There must be a guess. How can I just tell you my how would I just tell you like that? No.
Now,
So
I'm not even
this.
curious because it's obvious now your celebrities are not my celebrities. Why should I be guessing? Your
This
celebrities are
is,
not my
I'm just going
celebrities.
to give you three guesses. I don't care if you want to guess
What
or
are
you
the
don't want to
clues?
guess. You have to
What are the
guess.
clues then? What are the clues?
This celebrity is a man. Can you guess? Give me names.
Can you imagine? I know now. I need more clues, a man.
The second clue is that
Clue.
this celebrity is a podcaster.
Okay.
What do you
Strictly
mean?
podcaster, please.
No, not strictly podcaster.
He does podcasting.
Yeah, he has
Okay.
a podcast. What? Guess now. You don't know
Oh,
any.
okay. Daddy Freeze.
No, not Daddy Freeze.
Nedu. Nedu
Hey, they do Azobia. You got it.
Azobia.
That was it.
Oh,
I
thank God.
thank God. But do you agree that he's a celebrity?
Well, I think I'll accept Nedu's own celebrity than very because he acts. So
He's
he's
a
an
funny
actor.
guy. Yeah,
He
he's a radio
does
guy too.
podcasting. He's a radio presenter. So at least, hey,
Yeah.
now at least this one.
That's why I
Now
said
somebody
that
that wants to
I
continue
went to
to
search for somebody
be
that you actually accept as a celebrity because last time you
deep
did me
inside
dirty.
you
Yeah,
know.
so I met
Wow.
up with him. We had a lovely conversation.
Wow.
I asked him, I said,
Oh, that's nice.
yeah, I'm into podcasts. Like, oh, that's great. And yeah, we just had a nice conversation. He's in town and it was lovely to see him.
He
Yeah.
has a show in London on what happened?
Yeah, he said he has a show. He's here for some rehearsal. He has a stage play or something like that. Yeah, so
Oh,
he's here for a
nice.
bit. Yeah.
A few weeks back, I don't know if you saw, he was trending too.
He's always
Yeah,
trending. His podcast is
he was
always trending.
trending. Yeah, this one is not about what they discuss on their podcast, actually.
Okay.
He was on another podcast as a guest,
Oh,
and I
okay.
think they asked him a question relating to his personal life, and he was blowing English. He was not speaking funny American English. That's my say. He didn't want them to ask him any personal questions that it's his
Yeah.
private business. We're like, okay. But you are
Oh.
in other people's business all the time now. What are you even saying? Do you
Yeah,
get it? Was
yeah,
funny. It was
yeah.
this a snippet anyway.
Yeah.
I like his comedy character, Aladdin Musa. Oh,
Alhaji Musa, yeah. And there's one
yeah.
this sister in Kechi, and yeah, he's a funny guy. He
Yeah, it
was
was good.
yeah,
It was
it was nice
good
to see
chat.
him. He was so friendly and he doesn't stay far from me, so it was easy to meet up with him.
Oh,
Yeah.
Rashida,
Yeah.
celebrity
Hunter.
podcaster.
This
Oh yeah, the celebrity hunter. Who knows who you're going to meet next week?
Who knows who I'm going to meet? I don't think I'm going to meet anyone soon. I don't think I'm going to meet anyone soon.
But no, but we never know. Summer is far approaching, and you know Nigerians now. Summer is far approaching. You know Nigerians. Once it's summer now, they'll start trooping to London. I don't know with the exchange rate now. Who knows? It who might knows? Come down. Yeah. The rate of people that are traveling might be less, but regardless, the celebrities will be able to afford it. So good one. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Applaud you on this one, but please
let's go higher from here. Let's not go down.
Thank you. Now you're talking.
Oh my God. Did you watch anything? Do you have time to watch anything?
Thank God. You know, I told you it's been a productive week. I didn't see it. Okay. Mm. Well, I rewatched, you know, The Message now, Prophet's story.
Okay.
And how Islam came up.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, I was on YouTube. What was I doing? I think I was listening to one of these sermons. Yeah, specifically Omar Suleiman's, the series you sent me.
Okay.
On the first day of Ramadan.
Yeah.
So, you know,
it's a beautiful,
lovely one. And they're short and precise.
And they're short. So it's beautiful. I watch them every day. I love it. The Message, like every episode has a message. You're just nodding your head. I'm just repeating the message.
I saw people talking about it on Twitter.
Oh
like
my
how
God, it's beautiful.
Well, yeah, the series is just resounding to them. You know, making you think.
God.
The one that gets me is like, do you know you are a prayer answered? Maybe an ancestor from your past pray for you.
God.
So you are an answered prayer.
Yes.
And when you sit and think about it in depth, like, that's true. Somebody prayed for me.
There were so many things that he says in that series that I'm just like,
profound,
oh my God.
Yes.
Just so like, wow.
I think I was watching that, the suggestion came, the message, I think I should rewatch this. And luckily for me, I got the Claire version HD 4K material. Like,
that's nice.
So yeah, I did watch that. I think if there's one thing, I watched that. Then there's another series, Umar, for one of the caliphates. Yeah.
Okay.
Shimaina, that'd be interesting. It started from the beginning before he accepted Islam and all that. So that's what
I want
what
to
I'm
watch.
Now. I think
so,
I have it on my hard drive.
Umar Suleiman, you know, he tells the story of Islam so beautiful. And sometimes
he's
when he's talking, oh my God, sometimes when he's talking, he knows the story. There's a podcast, it's called The First, and he talks about all the companions of the prophet. He talks about the wives of the prophet. He talks about like these are the first means the people that accepted Islam in its early stages.
Yeah.
If you want to listen to how Islam came about, stories of all the people and their history and their descendants,
their
and
contributions,
their contribution, their ancestors, their tribes. And I sit down, I'm just looking at him. I'm like, what a gift. I know he has read them. I know he has like mentors. I know, but what a gift.
I really like him. Aside Mufti Meng, who I love, I've been ardent follower of Mufti Meng preaching.
Yes.
The second person I like is him, Umar Suleiman. Like, he does it effortlessly.
It's so beautiful.
He's always smiling. Yeah. They make it easy. Not some people that be shouting. You're scaring people.
Well,
like,
relax. Shouting. Relax. But you know, when we say
fire.
Some people argue. Some people, you know how Mufti Meng is like very calm when he's preaching, very up to date.
That up to date is really important because you have to know your audience. You have to know what resonates with them,
depending on
how to talk
where
to them,
you are.
Their lingua. These are things that you need to know. Not talking, you preaching like we are in the 1900s up to now.
Yeah,
you get.
And somebody was arguing that they don't like how he's soft when he's preaching. That when you're preaching, that you have to pass the message across that he's too soft. I'm like, but that's the beauty of Islam.
That's,
nobody says you go and be shouting and be. I kid you
Rashida.
Not. When I open my phone and I see somebody shouting and is preaching, it turns me off. Like the message doesn't sink.
Yes, no, Rashida. That's why we have different preachers. So if you don't like the Mufti to Meng's style, there are thousands and millions of people that have accepted Islam that have corrected their ways because of the way he preaches, the way he delivers his message. If that one one doesn't work for you, there are the other ones that shout, they are talking about fire, fire, fire all the time. Then go there and
Did
listen
you
to
say
them.
fire,
You
fire,
see people,
fire?
fire, water, hellfire will punish you.
Yeah, seriously. And you know, growing up, they're always threatening us with all these things. Don't do this, it's fire. Don't do that, it's fire. But now, on learning that and learning new things, you just find the beauty of Islam. You just see, okay. So they've been teaching us all this while it's not, there is more to Islam. There is a way to it.
Rashida, and another thing is, okay, going back to what you said, growing up, they make it seem like Allah is all about punishment. And it's quite the opposite. The most merciful, he's the most forgiving. He loves to forgive. But the way they teach it is like, it's all about fire, fire, fire. God just want to put you in the fire. And
Anything you do is just
when
fire.
Azine, when he's the most merciful, you can be seen in 100 years when you repent sincerely. It wipes. It goes. Who does that? If you must forgive, the most merciful.
Yeah, and they make it seem like if you're not strong in your deen, it makes you think about yourself like because you're not doing what everybody is doing, you're not like
Thank
that
you.
deep inside, you're a useless person, like Allah will never forgive you, you're worthless. It makes you even more okay, even if I do it, I'm not
There's
going
no
to,
point.
there's
Thank
no
you.
point
So
of
why?
doing it.
Thank you very. You see now they're pushing away people. See why it takes me back to the move to make again. He keeps hammering this point that the little deed that is consistent is better than a grand deed that you do once in a while. Even if it's just feeding a cat consistently, you don't pray 5 times a day. They tell you start with one, but don't miss that one. Then you go to two, three, four, five. Bam. Then next, what do? You try and incorporate now the sunnah prayers. Okay. After your Fajr prayer, do the two before Fajr prayer. Good. Next, the two after Maghrib. Do you understand? You're building is the consistency, little but consistent. Allah appreciates that. And there's this thing he said in one of his sermons. He said, not everybody is going to be a preacher. And it's true.
Fair point.
It's true.
Very
Some
valid.
of us, Allah created us to be doctors. You're going to play your role. Some of us are supposed to be teachers. Some of us are supposed to be nurses. Some of us are supposed to be podcasters. Some of us are supposed to be, do you understand? Different roles. And you can show your Islam in those roles. It's what you do, how you interact with human beings, how you treat them, how you see them. And Islam is way, way, way vast for you to just put it in a box.
I know.
And
People
he
judge a
explained it
lot. People
simply.
judge you a lot because you're not doing it to a. Some people are stronger than some people, you know? Some people's faith is very strong. See, may Allah forgive us, but sometimes some of your days are like stronger than some of your days. Some days you're like deep into it. For example, your 5 daily prayers are being prayed, or Farilla prayers up to point, you never miss it. But your Sunnah prayers, some days you're like you're not it, and some days you're really praying your Sunnah prayers, you're into it. So it doesn't mean that you're a weak person. Another person can
No.
see you and judge you that, oh, this one does not. Me, I'm always praying. I'm waking up in, if I don't wake up in the night, that 3 a.m. to pray. And you that you're not waking up, then you're being judged that you're not doing it the right and more religious than you and stuff like that. I heard a beautiful sermon that says a person who reads the Quran, like you read the Quran fluently from front to back, and the person who is trying, who is like, is not getting it, is not as perfect as you. The time it will take you to read the whole Quran is taking that person a longer time to read just one surah. That their reward is even more than you that you're reading it because that person is trying, the person is making mistake, the
Let
person
me
Allah is seeing that
even break
effort.
down. Let me even break down that for you. In fact, you even prefer to be struggling while reading the Quran. So if I'm reading a page, cool, let's say Fatiha, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, right? If I'm struggling for each letter of that Bismillah, I'm getting, I think, is it 7 7 rewards? Each letter that I'm struggling with, letter, not verse, letter.
Letter.
Let's say I'm trying to learn a new surah now. Let's see, Yasin, no, Yasin doesn't, which is Amma,
Amma.
or Sabima. Let's see, Sabbihisma Rabbikal A'la. So, Sabbihisma Rabbikal A'la. I'll be, when I'm struggling, see, every time I repeat each letter, I'm getting word for it. Somebody that knows you go, somebody is married because I like that person, they're struggling and they're getting more rewards. So tell me, is this the religion that you keep shouting all the time?
I know.
And there's something they said again. See, try to perfect the compulsory part of your religion. That one will keep you occupied till the day you die. Not going over and above. Mandatory ones on you, the farillas, when you just try to perfect them. Because Rashida, do pray, we make a lot of errors. When you see the right way, you to pray. Rashida, if you see other people pray, you just be crying on their behalf. But see, even those prayers, because Allah knows their heart, King Ghani, he still accepts them. Perfecting your prayer self, because the way you stand, the way your hands should be, everything to perfect them, that will take you time. You don't have time to be looking at people.
I know. Understand?
So just try to perfect the mandatory, the farillas in your life is enough for you than to say, hey, I want to go to jihad. Let me go and kill these people. They are unbelievers.
Who send you?
Are you done with yourself? You're not done.
Huh? Nobody send you. The prophet and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the prophet before him and all, they've all done that. They've all done that. That's why they went through all the hardship and all the struggles.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. The point is, I don't like talking about religion like that.
Everybody have their own opinion,
And do you know the scary part of it, Rashida? You might see, that's what they say, don't judge a book by its cover. It's an Islamic quote. Because now, Rashida, you might see somebody outside from their outward appearance, be like, look at this sinner. Look at this sinner. Kaleta, what a sahijabi day deba. Look at the way she's dressing.
She doesn't cover her hair.
I'm sure she's not even praying properly. This
Who
one, in after some time, the salah. When will she even have time to pray?
Who asks you?
Meanwhile, the good deeds that this one is doing behind closed doors that you don't know. If they show you, your whole family cannot do it.
I'm telling you.
It's between them and their God. This is the person that wakes up every night to pray, and you don't even know that. You cannot just wake up, see a person, and decide that, okay,
who
this
send
person
you?
Is righteous.
Why are you deciding?
See, and most of the time it's like that, Rashida. They are the most devoted, but they don't even want people to know. It works for them that way. Little is expected from them. They don't want that attention. And no. But they are the most devoted. They wake up every night, pray more than you. They know the deen more than you, but they don't go all out. Every little conversation, you must throw in that one ayah to show that you are the most religious. Meanwhile, your heart is the most rotten.
Which
brings me to this point. See, no offense to anybody. You see these people that are always quoting Quran and hadith on their status, and they see them with one eye. Rashida,
there's something that they are hiding.
But you know, that people that always this quote is not by quote, is what's in your heart.
Exactly.
It was the last month I saw one meme like that. It said, it's another Friday. The wicked people will start posting in Quran.
Oh my God.
It makes so much sense. laughed, but it made so much sense. And it's true. Please.
Yes, sis, we could spend the whole day talking about our beautiful religion, Islam.
And the hypocrisy.
This hypocrisy,
our
it has
sisters
been
and brothers in the religion
before us.
It's just the reality.
It has been there before us. Even the prophet dealt with it in his time, and the prophets before him, may peace be upon them. So yes, anyways, let's move to something lighter. Let's move to our speciality, violence.
Come again?
I said, let's move to our speciality, which is violence.
You and who?
Don't pretend.
I'm not there.
You are there. Yeah, I pretend.
I'm not there.
Yes, it's trending topic.
It's been a while.
I saw this one trending. I said, you people, is it that people don't have work on this X, or what is the problem with people on the X?
What happened now?
So somebody was asking a question saying that if your brother is married and you want to go visit him, who are you calling before visiting his wife?
I saw that.
Or your brother?
I saw that and I just passed it because somebody said it's like Nigerians, because we don't have work, they keep washing and reinventing this sort of useless questions all the time. We have the discourse. There's nothing to do. Oh, have you not seen the one?
If you're driving, your mother
going out.
Yeah, your mother. If you're going out, your
You see, no,
mother-in-law,
you see that it's rinse and repeat.
your
Who will sit
mother-in-law or
in
yourself, who
front?
will sit in front?
Oh, have you forgotten that one? When your mother-in-law is around, who are you going to serve first?
I've never heard that word. What does that?
See,
Well,
when you don't have work, when you don't have anything to do and you don't have stress, you start making up all these stupid scenarios.
you see,
I think.
for me and you, we might laugh over this, but you know, to some women, it's a serious thing. It's a serious issue for them.
Who to sit in the front of the car?
Yeah.
Mother-in-law and the wife? How
It's
is
a
that an issue?
serious thing.
Are you not in the car?
It's a serious issue. He said, are you not in the car?
So yeah, see, and if they had two cars, would this be an issue? There's poverty mentality there too. Okay, what if you are taking the taxi?
They'll kick the driver outside. They have so
Rashida, I refuse to take part in this kind of discussion. Allah. No. It kills
No,
brain.
I know it does kill brain
The
cell,
tradition
but
plays a part, but it's stupid. It's
yeah, but
stupid.
it is an issue because there's some mother-in-laws that are really horrible, monster-in-laws.
They are more than monsters, but do I need to partake in it?
It was a trending topic. So what is your take on it?
That, what's the question again?
The trending topic is if your brother, you have made me lose my distinct, this woman, you have dear,
It's a stupid question. That's why, yeah,
just answer. It's
your
not
brain
my
is
distinct.
rejecting it.
Your brain should not reject it. It's a trending topic. It was trending and I brought it
Okay.
to your attention.
Yes.
Please, if your brother is married and you want to go visit him, who are you
Yeah.
calling before visiting? His wife or your brother?
I'll call the wife, then I'll call him too, because I have sense.
That's the right thing to do. Left to me,
I'm calling
simple.
the wife first,
I'll call it the
then
wife
I'll call
first.
him. Because if she
I
know
risk.
they're there, if he's living
Thank you
alone,
very
I'm
much.
not even going to that house. I'll look for another one that has a wife. So the wife is the main figure there.
Thank you very much. I'm with you. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm calling the wife first, then I'll call my brother to tell him that I'm coming to your house. Reason being that I don't know why this is always an argument for people. Like, why would I call my brother to come? I might go to the house. My brother is not going to feed me. He's not going to be the one to entertain me. So what am I calling you? And it's very important that I'm friends with the wife too.
We are northerners. Let's even bring it back to northern setting now.
Yeah.
Once you're married, like you get a Rashida, they won't say the man's house is the
No.
wife's house.
Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah.
it's not just a saying. The wife makes the home, whether you like it or not.
Or
There's
not.
nothing you can do about it.
Yep.
That's why the moment she travels 1 week, the whole place has turned upside down. One person, Rashida, just one person.
Yeah.
The whole place is upside down, be it their kids or not. The atmosphere changes, the energy changes. Came onto there's this land, they say, happy wife, happy life.
Happy
It's
life.
true.
It is true.
The mood of, I mean, the mood of the house. It's as simple as that. The energy, everything revolves around the wife. Do you get,
True
if your
talk.
brother was not married, will you be carrying your bag and saying you are going to your brother's house?
Your brother will not
You
even
will
have
not.
a house.
Probably living with a friend or bachelor pad that
Well,
be an inconvenience
he's living
for
with
him.
two people inside the same house with your father.
Simple. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And do you know what brings this topic all the time? They refuse to see women as human beings. You're just
Yeah.
an object, a glorified house help that the brother sleeps with to produce children for them. So they can't wrap it around their head.
No,
Switch
because
it.
it's a serious argument. I went to the comment section and a lot of
I
people
see.
are
I know
saying that
it.
I'm calling my brother,
See.
of course. Why will I call his wife? I'm calling my brother, of course. And I'm looking at it. I said, don't come to my house if you're calling your brother. The brother that you
See,
called, let him be the one to
Rashida,
entertain you.
you see, now I didn't want to talk about this thing that it will trigger you. The thing that you'll be seeing in the comment section is upsetting. No, it's true. I know. That's why I don't want to
No,
partake in it.
is that of
Do you
course at the
understand?
end that triggered me? That of course. Why don't you just say I'll call my
Do you know the
brother?
meaning of
Why
that,
do you
of
put
course?
of
Do you
course?
know the meaning of that, of course? Because you are inconsequential. It's my
It was that
brother's
of course that
house.
paid me out of all this.
The funny thing is rented house. Oh, it's rented house that you people are living is there. My brothers are well, landlord wants now. He'll pursue all of
Pack
you.
all of you
1 minute,
out of
you
that
all.
house. No,
No,
the comment section was not funny. I was
it's
reading it,
actually
and it's not
funny.
just one
It's actually
person.
funny.
Like a lot of people were just saying, like,
And
oh,
that's the
is it not my
reality.
brother house?
That's the
It's my
reality.
brother
That's the reality of
house.
Nigeria and Africa. Is our house now. We'll throw her
It's
out.
him that is
It's
paying
funny to
rent.
me. You now think that, wait, oh, this one. Then you see, you throw her out. Shit, it was under the tree.
Where?
Was
He
it not
came from
from our papa
somewhere.
house or from my own house? So the way they talk about it is like, you'll be miserable. They're going to throw you out. See, if you are educated and you have any level of respect, Kingani, you know your religion or whatsoever, the right thing to do is for you to call her.
Exactly.
So, depending on your relationship, but she must be informed. See, okay, going to the religion part of it. See, you know this salama that you do as salama alaikum. If you're coming to a person's house, see, you might see them walking. Prophet said, if you say salam alaikum and they don't answer you, you see them, okoro, you should turn back and leave. Privacy. Do you understand? They didn't give you permission to enter the house. You saw them and you don't have any right to ask them why of privacy that is expected of you in Islam. But you hear people talking about it.
No.
You don't. It's there. When you have that respect, that's a rule in your home, everybody knows that you have to do that. It's just common sense.
It's the right thing
to do. The next
thing
you hear is,
somebody even said that. They are always Somebody said that
the moment they treat you like a human being, they bring that line. That
is why it's very important to marry somebody that the family likes you, so that you guys can cohabit together like human beings.
Rashida, I disagree with you. I disagree with you totally and 100%. Do you know why?
Say your point.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
you cannot. It changes. I've said this several episodes back. Human beings are selfish.
They are selfish.
They go for what's in for them. So the level of selfishness, it differs.
This is to some certain level, like you guys are supposed
hold
to
on,
like
hold on. I get your point, but I disagree with you 100%. You said, okay, marry into a family that likes you. What I'm trying to say is it's conditional and it's relative. They can flip and switch on you,
but that is on them, not on you. It's
Which
on
means
them.
In the long run, them liking you doesn't solve anything if they can switch.
Yes, they have switched, but at the beginning they were not like that. And at that beginning, you have already set your rules and regulations. So they know that they cannot come to your house without telling you, right? So your rules and regulations have already been set. If they switch, it's on them, but they know that, okay, I have switched, but I can't still come into this woman's space without informing her.
I get your point perfectly. But now you now start having conflict. I just hope
that's another thing.
You have the thick skin.
Yeah.
To withstand it.
That's
so
another
you see,
thing.
At the end of it, it's not your job. It's on them. And God help you if you don't have a spouse that understands.
Oh my God.
You guys share the same values.
Values. That's another thing.
You will see betrayal there.
That is another thing.
You will see betrayal. At the end
we
of
don't
the
even
day,
want to go into that conversation. See, I've been listening to a lot of sermons, and what I've been hearing about marriage, I don't think it's happening. I don't think people are doing it the right way. I think all of us, we are in a big mess. Like, it's not the way.
It's scary, right?
It is scary because the way it has been set, there's a rule and regulation. I've been reading a lot about these things, and it's as if I'm in a new world, or is it happening somewhere else that I don't know about? The rules and regulations that have been set when you get married is a ball game altogether. We are not even practicing half of it.
The thing is, Rashida, when they are only focused on what the wife should do, what the woman should do, how will we get it right? How are we going to get it right? So last, if you like, if you're an adult, a lady or a man visiting, do whatever suits you. And I hope you get
what you deserve.
What will it take for decency? Simple decency. Answer is a resounding no.
In this life, I have always lived by one principle. Like, I do only things that I expect people to do to me. If I feel like this thing, when somebody do it back to me, it's not going to be nice. I don't involve myself.
Well, women is not like that.
I don't know. Me, I'm like that. And it's follow come.
Thank
this
God.
Was how I was
Thank
created.
God.
I will not
Thank
put
God.
Myself in a situation where if you were in the same situation as me, I always think of people, okay, how would this affect them? If I was in the same situation, how will it be for me? You know, is it going
but
to be
I
difficult? Is it not going to be difficult?
In that comment section, men and women say rubbish. Abi, it's not just men.
Yeah.
Did you see me?
It was a woman that wrote, I will call my brother, of course.
Oh, thank you very much. It goes back to what I said earlier. It's the fact that they don't see the wives as human beings that have a take in the marriage. It's like they're doing you a favor, don't you get? So you that they're doing you
Oh,
a favor,
God.
what gives you the impetus to think
It's
that
the
you have
impetus for
a,
me.
you understand, to
Yeah.
agree to have even the knowledge? Because most of the time, will you even say no? Why? No, you even want company or something, do you understand? Why would they even inform you beforehand? Who are you to have that information?
Another person
Do you
said
get?
that I will call my brother, then my brother will call his wife. But I'm just thinking, why are you
And you're going
calling?
to stay, you are going to stay with the wife in the household.
Yeah. I know. See, these things are not as straightforward. I'm trying. So now I'm
I'm
thinking
telling
about
you
it
the
in a
answer.
healthy.
You don't want to accept.
No, I'm looking at
Is
a healthy. We don't have to be thinking of like the relationships that are just scattered that are anyhow. Let's talk about healthy relationships. You know, there are healthy relationships where the husband, brother, or sister is like in good terms with the wife. They can call the
Fantastic
wife
relationship.
and this. So why are we having situation where you are fighting? Your mother-in-law comes. She's struggling to sit in front of the car with you. Yeah,
You are the one
why?
that brought this topic. Go see now. You're all
Why are we talking about that? What's the
different
problem? What's wrong with
scenarios.
society? Why are we having mother-in-laws go to the son's house and be fighting and
You
be
didn't
drinking
you
a
wait, you
footing
didn't
of
again.
Milo
Wait,
or
you forgot
milk?
this scenario. You forgot the other one that they always rinse and repeat. They said, if your mother-in-law slap you, are you going to slap back? Or they were asking the man now. If
Oh my God, why are
nobody
you in a
said
situation where you're
everybody should
slapping
keep
your
their hands to it.
mother-in-law?
Look at scenarios. No, just look at.
Why
So
are
in
you
the
in that
scenario, your mother is
situation?
a troublesome woman. She will go to her son's house and be
I'll be
slapping. Do
slapping
you
you.
get? So how do
Why?
you expect me to be partaking in this kind of
No, how did you
stupid
find
situation?
yourself in that? Why are you slapping your mother-in-law?
Because
Why
me,
is
I've
your
never
mother-in-law
seen,
slapping you?
Rashida, since my growing up, I've not seen a place where mother-in-law slap her daughter-in-law. My mother has a healthy relationship with her daughter-in-law. I've not seen
God.
where she even involved herself in the meritocracy of
Why is she?
how
No, we
it
know
doesn't see
not
my
in the
idea.
north
It
is
doesn't make sense.
different. In the north is different. Mother-in-laws really don't like going to their sons' houses to interfere. I don't know
Some part of the north,
some part
some
of the
part
north.
of the north, because other part of the north, you are even living with the mother-in-law in the house where the when the husband buys food stuff, the
You give
mother-in-law
it to the
will be the
mother-in-law.
one to share it.
I've seen that. See, jokes apart, this is somebody I know.
Oh my goodness.
It is somebody I personally know. If the man buys something, like he goes and buy maybe like suya or something, he comes and gives to the mother, then the mother shares and give the wife her own, and then I give them their own because him and his wife will now eat together. Then the mother will take her own. Like, seriously, this is crazy. I don't get it. I
No,
don't
is
really
it not
get
in the
it.
same north? Because they're living together. If he buys something, he'll now be hiding it so that the mom will not see it before he gives the wife.
Then the mom will now wake up in the morning and be checking the dustbin. God, please, please,
My good.
please.
Oh,
See, you guys
Rashida,
think,
I
yeah, you
cannot
guys think
handle.
these things are
Look,
like, see, it happens. Don't think it's
tell
out
me.
of a movie or
No,
something. I'm telling you guys, these things are
it's
real
actually
things that
happening in the
happen.
north. Do you understand? So, Rashida, please, do you see this topic is just, it's sad because this is the reality of a lot of women. And the worst part of it is, it's other women that will be encouraging them to take this abuse. Again, it's a form of abuse. In the first place, see, the woman has the right not to stay in the home with any other person. It's her
Yep,
right.
it's her right.
How many women know that? And in the bit of desperation that we have now, and the pressure that's been put on women and girls to get married, they overlook all that. Human being, let me just go in there. Because sir, you're going in for another form
Another
of slavery,
test.
but God
Yeah,
forbid.
another test.
You
We call it
understand? You
test.
wake up, you're sad, you're depressed. Rashida, God help our women.
God
She
help
they
the
call it like
women.
Yechiwa.
Yeah.
Please. This is your trending topic. I didn't want to talk about it. See now, this is what you
You
want.
have to? Oh God. It was trending and I thought I would let's table it down
I actually
because
saw it when I in agony. I saw it. I was like, look at these ones. They have come again. I just passed it. I don't have time for that.
the world is evolving and like we should not be. What is happening? Why are we talking about? I know not all mother-in-laws are like good people. Let's call a spade a spade. But like, why are you putting yourself in such a situation? You should see all the
The
signs.
Sad part, quote, is this same mother-in-law. She must have faced the same hardship
pain. Okay.
With her own husband, and
but
she's
that's
not
the more
making
reason.
It on her.
So
she's
that's
not
the more
making it on
reason
her
why you
daughter-in-law.
shouldn't do the
That's
same
the part
thing.
I don't get. Same thing with abusive men. They saw their mother suffer. Instead of you to want the opposite for your wife, you want her to go through the same thing that your mother did. So make it make sense to me. It actually doesn't make sense. Not an ounce of sense. Do you get?
Oh.
And see, we are in a generation where women, everybody knows, Kai, no, I'll not come and keep myself on top waiting.
Mm.
You understand? Women know their values. Gengani,
mm.
They read, they do research. Okay, Islamically, am I supposed to go through this? No, hell no.
Mm-mm.
It's culture. At
mm.
the end of the day, I'm the one suffering. I'm the one in pain. If something happened, I'm the one who's going to lose my life. These
mm.
other people are moving on with their lives.
Of course.
Gengani, you die 2-3 months, he weds again.
Hey, 3 months. Some don't take up to 3 months.
I'm talking about the one that even has shame.
It's the same family members that have been, you know, the children, they can't stay without a mother.
Yes,
you need a mother
and he
figure.
Needs a woman.
Mm. They will not
woman.
Carry another
He's
woman from nowhere to come and take the burden of all.
Last. Rashida. It goes back to my advice. Women, stop being selfish. Look after yourself. Everybody will be fine last.
Everybody will be fine.
You are the receiving end. As long as what you're doing, you know, between you and your God knows your heart. Regardless of whatever anybody will say, you are alive or not, people will talk. People talk during the days of the prophet. They didn't stop. Who are you? You're a mere human being. Do you understand? Between you and your God, you know what you're doing. You're not doing to offend anybody or to affect anybody.
Yeah.
Please. Take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. Don't live your life trying to please any human being. Take care of yourself. As a matter of fact, everybody is fine.
It's fine. Everybody is fine.
Everybody is fine. Life goes on. Life
know.
Goes on. Be like, go and kill yourself trying to prove the best wife material. Suffer
Hero.
Head is not a virtue. Suffer
yes,
head
sis.
Is not a
Let
virtue.
Let me tell you. So we
suffering doesn't have first price. Okay.
Yes, let me tell you, so we bet it. When they suffer
righteous
for their
woman.
Children, suffer with husbands, suffer that they will make it to heaven. Wallahi. Sorry to burst your bubble. It is not
sorry
by that
yo.
One.
Better enjoy here.
Because you're
let
not even
suffering.
Doing it for the sake of Allah.
So what's the point?
Allah,
you'll not be transferring
do,
the aggression on other people outside. When you see single ladies, are you not going to marry? And they are the ones that love giving that advice. Bazakwi Aurebani, Queen Girma, you know, you guys need to get married. They love giving that advice. So that you to you enter me, you go suffer more, we'll suffer together.
Suffer
they,
together. There's so that people have the same similar stories to be shared.
Thank
you. Know, that
you.
Kind of, you say, then you now say, your own is small. Me, I've been married for 10 years. If you see what I have been going through, your own is small. No solution.
You're like, well, you just started now. You have not done anything. It's a competition of suffering. Have you noticed that people that are somewhat in a stable marriage, let me not even use happily married because it's relative. Happiness is relative. You understand? In a stable marriage, that things are going somewhat fine for them. Have you noticed they hardly give ladies advice to get married? Hardly. But the ones that are suffering, the moment they see you,
you're
always giving
right.
you advice to get married.
The ones that are in a somewhat stable relationship, they will never give you advice to marry.
They will be advising you, like,
do something.
Do something. Get something doing for
exactly.
yourself.
Exactly.
Oh,
I totally agree.
Advice, so you understand? You know?
You say, don't rush
and
enter. How old are you? Take your time. When somebody said that
doing.
When you're in your 20s, that you shouldn't be thinking of marriage, that you should take your time, that when you start thinking of marriage is when you're 30. Somehow, I'm not saying that there are some people that it works for. Like, see, this marriage thing is not your doing, you know? It's Allah's
doing.
It's not
your doing.
Somebody will see who to marry them in their 20s, early 20s, late 20s. Like, if it comes, Allah, it's like Allah knows best. But like you trying to force it when it's not time, like you're trying, no matter what, you want to just get married because everybody is getting married around me.
All
everybody,
my friends are
all
getting
my friends
married.
Are my friends have
my
children.
Friends have children.
I see. If it comes, you say alhamdulillah, you do it, don't stop it. But if it doesn't come, just sister, take
Take your
your
time.
time, take your
Marry
time,
will
find
make
yourself.
or marry you. It will make or marry you.
Yeah,
we've seen people that marriage have destroyed them, and we've seen the ones that marriage have made them. So it's not something that is you're doing. It's not about how smart you are.
No,
that's why you have to be prayerful. But
yeah, very
use your
prayerful.
Senses too. You will see the signs. These red flags we are always banting about. It's true.
It is true.
Red flag. They're there for a reason. God will show you the signs, but still pray. But open your eyes.
I was seeing a video of a lady who got married at a young age. Then she divorced. Then she started painting. Then it took her like 65 years to heal from all those traumas and everything. Yeah. So she said, I healed at 65. It was a very short clip. I think she got married in her 20s. Then she got divorced in her 30s. She healed when she was 65.
Yeah.
Juicy. She was looking so beautiful into it. All her gray hair. Indian woman. She wore this sari and she took this post. You see, this was a lovely episode. I loved it.
Yeah, I don't know where they carry me go for this episode.
I enjoyed this episode.
I didn't think this is what we were going to talk about at all.
Yeah. I love the episode. We started with our beautiful religion and ended it with beautiful episode.
People get, even if for the love, but please take, even if it's one thing that you're going to take from this episode, is ladies, please look out for yourself.
Very important.
Stop saying that.
You see, says this in almost every time. Yeah, but it's important. I think we repeat this on each episode.
Yeah, look out for yourself.
We always repeat this. So it sticks. Like if you listen to a previous episode and listen to a new episode, you see
everybody
that we are saying
looking
the same
out for
thing.
Themselves in this world. Everybody, you don't put yourself last. That's the default setting of women. Then every other person come first. No. We're not saying you should be a bad person, but please.
And we are not saying it's easy, but you have to be intentional about it.
Be intentional about your peace of mind. You understand what works for you. Look out for yourself. Be selfish.
Thank you so much for listening this far. It's always an honor to be with you guys every week. Please don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and leave us a beautiful review.
You can follow us on our social media handle. On TikTok is the Chill Sisters Podcast. On Instagram, same, the Chill Sister Podcast. You want to send us an email, thechillsisterspodcast@gmail.com. Most importantly, like I always say, the review, tell us what you want us to discuss. Please, where you need us to improve, we are all ears. We want to grow together. Let's learn together for listening thus far.
Please, you guys should send us your stories. If there's any story that we've talked about that resonates with you, please, let's hear from you. That would be nice.
You like Gulma now?
That would be amazing. It's not Gulma. We'll make sure to keep you anonymous. Yes, guys. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Catch ya next time.
Nice week. Have a nice week. Have a nice, lovely week. Yay. And a shout out, Pia, if you're